This is a CK to Z news update.
Quadra Island Climate Action Network, or Quadra ICANN, wrapped up 2021 with a wide variety of successful projects, which focused on sustainability and neighbors learning from each other.
Basically, we want to help people living on Quadra to become more self-sufficient in the face of climate change,
said Vice President Leona Skovgaard. She's also the chair of the steering committee for Quadra ICANN, under which are 8 action teams, each one spearheading projects around food security, water security, energy self-sufficiency, do-it-yourself support, a free store, local recycling and reducing waste, transportation, and fundraising. The organization has outlined 14 major projects and its application for charitable status with the Canada Revenue Agency. Skovgaard said,
"Right now we're a nonprofit society, but we seriously hope to become a charity because it will open doors. When we did the fundraising for the solar panel project, we needed to partner with a couple of organizations. And that was super that they stepped up and said, okay, we'll partner with you. Then we can issue tax receipts for people who want to make donations to this project. But it just added many more steps to the process than if ICANN had been able to hand out those tax receipts directly."
She also acknowledged an unexpected benefit to the time-consuming application process.
"Going through the process has actually helped us to really refine and define our focus. So it started out as being paperwork for a charity application, but it's led to a lot of important discussions about our work and the direction we want to go."
5 projects described in the application are from the food security team. These include the Quadra Island Food Guide.
That's a website that tells you where you can buy local food on Quadra.
A winter squash growing program, wicking beds and wicking buckets for gardening.
These are very, very stingy with water compared to what they produce.
A food growing survey.
We did a survey last summer asking people if they do grow their own food, if they'd like to grow more of their own food, and if so, what the impediments were. Did they lack a sunny spot? Were they not good in a physical condition to do the gardening? Did they lack knowledge? And we're going to follow that up this summer with a part B, and begin also a garden share program. Start a register where people can put their name in if they have space available for gardening and other people who would like to garden. So we're just going to match people up, and then from there they will create their own agreement. So it's going to be just like a dating service. Once we introduce the partners, they're on their own.
And a whole lot of workshops.
So we've done workshops on mushrooms, composting, making kombucha.
The mid-December workshop on making sourdough bread was a real hit.
It was very exciting to see people in our community center. We had just over 20 participants with their hands in flour. The pictures are starting to come in of the sourdough bread that people made.
And there's already another food security workshop planned for the new year.
January the 22nd, we're having one on soil sprouting. Really looking forward to that because some people on Quadra grow soil sprouts all winter. One friend in particular says that from just a tiny little box, she gets a salad every night from sunflower shoots and buckwheat shoots.
The emphasis is on sharing knowledge within the community.
So we have a lot of people on Quadra, as I'm sure you do on Cortez and the other islands around, that are really knowledgeable about growing food. And this is a perfect opportunity for us to share that knowledge with each other and just get more people growing their own food. So that's a very quick summary of what the food security team is doing.
Next were updates from the other action teams.
Water security is still going gangbusters selling water storage tanks, but they have a big hydrological survey going with a UBC contact and wanting to really discover, okay, where does our water come from on Quadra? How much water do we have? What kind of population can the water on Quadra sustain? Because we don't really have that knowledge. We have one test well, and we know that the water level is going down. Beyond that, we really don't know too much about our water supply here. And so as the climate changes, we don't want to become like some of those southern Gulf Islands that have serious, serious problems in the summertime with water.
The Energy Self-Sufficiency Team has been exploring heating water directly with passive solar energy, as well as a solar demonstration project on the roof of Quadra Elementary School.
There have been a few glitches with finding the right location for that solar demonstration project on the school, but any day now it will get started.
The do-it-yourself team manages QUILT, which is an acronym for Quadra Island Library of Things, with its own very popular offerings.
Last summer, they had a garden tool repair workshop. And this was probably, other than making sourdough bread, this was probably the most popular thing ICANN did all year. The do-it-yourself team set themselves up in the community center parking lot with various stations and invited people to bring their garden tools with broken handles, garden tools that needed sharpening, etc. And people lined up. They brought out their rusty shovels and forks, and it was at the beginning of the gardening season, so it was perfect timing. So we'll definitely repeat that. That was super popular, and the demand way exceeded what the team could provide on that day.
Live Lightly is the new name for the recycling team.
We used to call ourselves recycling, and then we realized that's a bad name because recycling is not the solution. Consuming less is the solution.
This team offered glass jar swaps in the summer and fall, started a razors and toothbrushes recycling initiative at the Cove Pharmacy, and had an exciting win close to the year's end.
The big news with this team is that just on December 2nd or 3rd, Comox Strathcona Waste Management announced that in 2022, Quadra will be getting a Recycle BC depot. Right now, we have a very minimal recycling depot on Quadra. So we're very excited about that for two reasons. One, we'll be able to recycle a whole lot more on Quadra than we can at present. The second reason is they are going to give us space to have a free store. Now, on Cortez, you know that people love their free store, and we hear about it all the time. And Quadra really needs a free store. So we have a team right now that's working on a business plan for that, and we're so excited. So we have an idea that we would be using the space for household items, perhaps clothing, and definitely we want to see a place where people will be able to pick up used and leftover building materials. Way too much of that still ends up in burn piles in the spring or being hauled over to Campbell River to the dump. And that's just so super wasteful. But the contractors, the builders here don't have the time, the means. It's very time consuming to, you know, you take out a door for a homeowner. What do you do with that door? It's so easy to just put it in the truck and take it to the dump the next time you go. And we really want to be able to provide an easy means for those kinds of very reusable items to be passed on to someone who can use them. Our virtual free store is going well on Facebook. So the virtual free store suits a certain population, and we're wanting a physical free store for people who don't use Facebook for whatever reason.
The Live Lightly team is also organizing a stall at next year's summer market to have weekly Quadra ICANN presents with different ideas showcased each week. All in all, it's an impressive volume of accomplishments from an organization whose membership email list has just over 60 members.
So I can tell you we have exactly 64 people on our email list. And maybe half of those are active in action teams or on the steering committee. And others are participating with their friends quietly, or they're reading the email at this stage. But I guess of those of us that are active, we're pretty active. Really, what we want to encourage is people to get involved with what they are passionate about and bring those ideas to us.
Skovgaard says that at the end of the day, Quadra ICANN is all about bringing people together and growing a network of self-resilient community members who can learn and benefit from each other's strengths.
The action teams allow an individual to participate as little or as much as they want to. So some people don't want to be going to meetings and, you know, spending their time on Zoom, but they're quite happy to build a wicking bed, and that's their contribution. There are people out there doing things like seed saving that have never been to a ICANN meeting, but they're part of the organization. So we're pretty happy with how we set ourselves up as an organization, because we want to include as many people as we can. That's just the whole idea, to build community. So, I mean, our name could be Building Community on Quadra. Instead of calling ourselves Island Climate Action Network, we could be calling ourselves Building Community on Quadra.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.